To begin building your dream team of realtors, we need to know, first of all, who's making a contribution to you at this point. We want to evaluate the productivity of the real estate agents and to find out, are you getting 10% of their business or 60% of their business? What's going on? Should you enhance your existing relationships or do you simply need a lot more new ones? Again, there's your current agents, and then there's the potential dream team. Who'd you like to meet with? Who have you been conversing with, but you haven't got the pipeline going yet? You've met with this agent several times, but she still hasn't given you any leads. The question is, does she have them to give? We can discover this through the MLS, as well as oftentimes the tax records. We can find out who that this agent did business with, close the buyer transaction, and through the tax records, see what mortgage company did the financing. That will help you understand, is your realtor that you think should be sending you leads, and they're saying that the buyers are cash, but in reality, you can see in the tax records who took the mortgage out. What company was it? In other words, are your dream team agents cheating on you? So what we give to you is an evaluation in the first sessions, if you will, to say who are your current agents, what's their potential, are you getting everything that you should be getting out of them, hopefully, as well as who's your dream team, and giving you a daily feed, which is an MLS feature that tells you every time the real estate agent lists a house, puts a seller under contract, or closes a buyer. The question is, would that be helpful to you to know every time your agents are making some type of move through the MLS, you can watch what they're doing, good, bad, or indifferent. In addition, with the HomeZoop.com software program, every time a realtor does a property search, you'll get copied in on the criteria of the property search they're doing. So for example, let's say they have a buyer shopping for a house for $450,000 and you receive an email that says, hey, your agent, and here's their name, just ran a search looking in that 450 price range. It'll say the geographical area, different criteria about the property. It won't give you the buyer's name because we don't know it. But if the agent is in the HomeZoop software doing research for a buyer or a seller that will become a buyer, you'll be notified the moment that happens. Now, we don't want you to pick up that phone right then and there and call them and say, hey, I see you're doing a search. Obviously, there's a strategy and we'll equip you how to approach a realtor when they ran a HomeZoop report. All right, so essentially, those are some of the components for the first session. Let's move on.